Chapter 41, After the Fall. We sit in the Tropicana coffee shop, not drinking coffee. I drink warm whiskey, and Adam Egget drinks cold, cold gin. Now that all hope is gone, a deep relief has taken its place, and I allow myself to enjoy it before the despair sets in. Adam Egget tells me that he has just gotten off the phone with the Comedy Store and that Pauly Shore said he could return as manager. He tells me that he is going to quit drinking again, and this time for good. He says maybe he will find a girl, a real girl, and settle down. Sure, I say, everything will work out just fine. But the truth is, I have less hope for Adam Egget than I do for myself. My phone rings, and the voice on the other end sounds familiar. Tough last hand, Norm, but you got a split ace, right? Even against an ace. Yeah, that's what the book says. I'm starting to get scared. $10,000 a week, Norm. First month's free. Well, that did it fast. The face came to me immediately, with its crocodile teeth and doornail eyes. The voice on the line was the fat man with the artificial hair. I down my drink and yell loudly for another. He already knows Adam Egget. God knows how, but he already knows. I got to get 10,000, and I've got less than 3 weeks. Oh, that guy. Yeah, well, I don't want to say I told you so, but I always felt those terms were a mite steep. And what if by some miracle you managed to scrounge together $10,000? What's that buy you? Another 7 days of life, that's all. Now that Adam Egget was a stinking drunk again, he was making a lot more sense. But I have no other choice. This is the bed I made, and it's the bed I must now lie in. But Adam Egget is calm. What if I were to tell you that you could pay him the whole million all at once, and you just have to do one thing? What is it, I say? What do I have to do? Adam Egget relaxes his body backward against the booth, swallowing a mouthful of cold, cold gin, and speaks. Finish the book.
I like having no phone and a phone-shaped hole in the window. The apartment can get pretty windy at night, but it doesn't bother me. Nothing has bothered me since the day I awoke with the plan. It's just so perfectly rational. As you can see, I'm not a romantic, no great writer is. But the public is a different story. A posthumous work can be highly appealing. A book that took 20 years to write, which was then summarily and callously rejected, causing its author to take his own life? Now that is downright irresistible. Add to this that the manuscript in question is top-notch literature, and we have the makings of a tragedy. By ending my life, I will live forever. The only decision left to make is the manner of the self-murder. Pills seem like the simplest out, but there is something about the rope that is just so classic. We'll see. I will finish this note and then finish myself.